Today, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said Israel's attacks on Lebanon will continue until Israel's conditions are met. As Israeli warplanes carried out more cross-border raids, Hezbollah fired dozens of Katyusha rockets into northern Israel. Hezbollah struck deeper into Israel than ever before. Israel's third-largest city, Haifa, was shut down today after six Israelis were wounded, one seriously, in rocket attacks. From Haifa, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Four times during the afternoon today, the siren sounded and residents ran for bomb shelters as more rockets landed in Haifa. The most serious damage was to a three-story building whose front was sheared off. The building partially collapsed. Ohad Goldschmidt, who lives nearby, saw the rocket hit.
I'm thinking if this fall 100 meters from here, near my house, what I'm going to do now? What are they going to do now? They was living here, sleeping here. See? What are they going to do now?
Another neighbor, Nira Shaked, came to see her uncle, who lives in the building. He was among the wounded taken to a nearby hospital. Shaked says she decided it was time for her family to leave Haifa yesterday after eight Israelis were killed when a rocket hit a train repair depot in the city. She reserved a flight to Budapest but had to cancel because her four-month-old grandson has no passport. She then tried to reserve a room in the southern resort city of Eilat, but all the hotels there are full. So for now, she's staying on in Haifa. Haifa Mayor Yonah Yahav says the 270,000 residents of this port city are strong and united. He says Israel must continue its fight against Hezbollah until the organization is destroyed.
And we shall overcome, and we shall smash our enemies, and we shall do it properly, but it will take time. We are patient enough, and we are strong enough, and we are running the city. We give all the services, and nothing special. No drama.
As the mayor was speaking, air raid sirens sounded again, meaning more rockets were on the way. At the instruction of soldiers, Yahav crouched on the sidewalk next to a building.
You scared?
No. I've been through three wars. I live in the Middle East, not in London.
In a speech to Parliament in Jerusalem today, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said the Israeli offensive will not end until the two Israeli soldiers captured last week by Hezbollah are released, rocket fire on Israel ends, and the Lebanese army deploys along the border. In an impassioned speech, Olmert vowed that Israel will destroy Hezbollah's infrastructure. No more, Olmert said. Israel will not be held hostage by terrorist gangs, terrorist organizations, or by any sovereign state. Meanwhile, Israeli officials said an airstrike in Lebanon today destroyed at least one long-range missile capable of hitting Tel Aviv. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Haifa.